This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is in studios with us here today. We have stuff to get to about the city, including the new city manager and El Dorado and all of that. But I didn't realize you were at the event until after the event. I saw you in the lobby. What did you think? That's what she said, Macon County on Saturday night at the Lincoln Square Theater.
I thought we were incredibly brave. Not just to getting up on a stage in front of 600 people and doing anything when you're not used to it is hard. But to get up and really tell stories, several of those women I have known forever and felt very good friends with that I didn't know their stories. And for them to share and bear all was just remarkable. I mean, you couldn't help but be in awe.
Okay, so explain it to the men in the audience, myself and Nick included, the power of that empowerment of standing on a stage in front of 600 people and sharing the real you and owning that. Why is it so powerful?
Because it's not something you do.
Right, because see, we would go no way in hell.
Absolutely.
That would be sort of the male response, right?
Right.
Yes, I'm not letting any of that out.
But to take this audience into your deepest, most personal part of your life, the hardest part of your life, most likely.
In some cases, yes.
In many of these cases, and to really talk about it. And, you know, at a time, a lot of these things you wouldn't talk about publicly, especially to a giant audience full of strangers, to talk about the fact you're going through a divorce, to talk about the fact that, you know, you were a single mom at 18 and what you thought that was going to be like, and the differences and how you grew through those experiences, I mean, was just incredibly brave.
Or being in an abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
I was quite literally stunned, even though we had visited with most of these speakers ahead of time, you know, which I really enjoyed getting to meet some people and then getting to see other people again. There was something on that stage Saturday night that just, you know, and maybe that's the brilliance of how it's put together and who follows who and all of the order. And there's, you know, if you're seeing, you really don't know how the good show was put together. You're just glad it was put together
right.
That way. But I'm sure there was a lot of work, to make that happen.
But for Amber Hooker to get up and talk about the accident and, you know, she has to be self-conscious because she's not in as complete control as she was pre-accident of her, you know, body movements and how she presents. She was a rock star, an absolute rock star. So, you know, and taking us through her journey was amazing.
Yeah. It was a really good evening. How great a job is Natalie and the crew doing over at the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation?
I am so in awe of Natalie Back. She's a rock star. She takes, you know, a great program. She has taken a great program. And every time I think she's hit the top, she goes to another level. Well, you know, I mean, it's just like she's always, you know, she takes it from Macon County to beyond Macon County. And now, you know, with That's What She Said and this whole women's giving circle is just,
well, yeah, that's
amazing.
The other thing, you know, during the intermission or coming back out of the intermission, there's a lot of money handed out, you know, from the She Gave Women's Giving Circle. And that's decided by those women,
yep.
You know, how those funds were distributed. And there were a lot of people who went home with checks.
Yeah. And, you know, and some of the checks you look at it like, well, that's not that much money. You know, it's under $2,000. But that this program,
well,
what
the
that
only
means
person
to that
with a
program,
budget the size of the city would say, that.
Well, but I mean, it's not like it's somebody's dropping $100,000 in your lap and taking care of all your problems. This program matters because, and it's going to cost $3,000 to make it work.
Yeah.
And here's the impact and here's why it matters. And it's just, I'm just in awe.
So going through the list of speakers, one of your firefighters was there, Tina German Roberts, who we got to meet in studios here. And this may be out of all the people up there was so far out of comfort zone, you know, because she's a firefighter, I thought, wow, what an amazing moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is there some young kid in the audience, you know, that's going to be inspired just like Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I was going to say, she's our Caitlin Clark.
You know, about the first female lieutenant in the Decatur Fire Department's history.
And to achieve that, I didn't know about the accident.
I didn't either.
And it's like to achieve that in the midst of going through trying to hopefully you'll be able to walk and come back to work again someday.
Yeah, she had a bad motorcycle accident.
And then to overcome that and achieve the rank of lieutenant.
Well, and the 100 plus years of no one ever doing it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
As mayor, how did that make you feel about, A, we need more of this, please. And there'll be year two. And I can't imagine, you know, after the success of this Saturday night, that it won't be even bigger and better next year, which will be hard to surpass.
April 25th of next year. We already marked our calendars.
Yeah, yeah. So. That was very smart. It's already been planned and the date is set. But, you know, how do you take this message Saturday night and apply it across the board and fight for more women in these jobs? And, the upside is, you know, she's incredibly moving, but the downside of that is, why is there not another? I mean, why did it take that long to have a female lieutenant in the Decatur Fire Department?
I think there are a number of reasons for that. But on the upside of this, I think to the 600 women and men that were in the audience, not a ton of men, but there were some there. But it's a message they can take home to their daughters or their nieces or their granddaughters and say, you can do this. If you want to be a firefighter or you want to be a cop, there is a place for you and you can be a rock star with it. You can make it happen here.
All right. I thought it was a great evening.
It really was. And congratulations to Natalie and her whole crew and all of the women who put themselves out there. It was just amazing.
Yep. It truly was. By the way, that whole 7 minute thing. I thought maybe, you know, visiting with the director of this, that she was going to be like backstage with like a cattle prod or something. But nope, the 7 minute rule did not apply.
She said it was a suggestion.
Well, they all said no. But what a great evening. It was I really enjoyed myself. And you know me, I would way rather not be out on a Saturday night.
Same.
You know, I would much rather be at home.
At least it started early enough that I was.
I was
home
all good. I'm just saying, for me to get over my own thing about not wanting to be out, to have such a good time and really enjoy it.
Well, there you go.
Trust me, that's like a 5-star review. okay, so next year, if you missed it this year for whatever reason,
don't miss it next year.
No, we have some amazing women in our community.
We do,
and a lot of them in leadership roles. You know, way more so than most of my lifetime.
Look around. I mean, you look at Debbie Bogle, you look at Tanya Andrix, look around, Nicole Bateman. You've got amazing women doing amazing things in this town.
Dr. Morris, Natalie, the list goes on and on and on.
Melverta Wilkins.
We have them coming in doing our show on a regular basis, and it's always great. Our Ride and Die Club, just having lunch with, five of the most powerful people I know and their perspective on life is just incredibly rewarding. So good stuff. All right. Speaking of which, we have a new city manager.
You do.
Okay. Was that a unanimous vote?
It was pretty unanimous.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Dr. Horn abstained.
And why would that be?
You would have to ask him.
That would mean having him on. Yes. I'm okay with the... I don't know. Do you have a thought on that?
I know that... Dr. Horn and Tim didn't always see eye to eye when Tim Gleason was here before as city manager. And so David's got some reservations, but he is, excited to be working with the manager and we're going to move forward.
I know. I've never really understood the abstain. It's like.
There are times you understand abstaining. For example, when there's something
a conflict
going on
of interest or something.
Yes.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying on a straight vote like this, if you don't like the guy, vote no. If you like, you want to give the guy. I don't know why people won't just say, hey, let's start the day being unanimous and then I can still have my issues with whatever, but let's send the message that we're all behind this. I don't know what the abstention vote does.
Well, and to me, if you're going to abstain, and this is not a rule that you have to follow, but if I'm going to abstain from a vote, I'm going to say why I'm abstaining.
Yeah.
And so I you don't have to, but I would appreciate it when people do that. Because otherwise it's kind of like, so why?
To me, it feels like I'm going to hold the key, but I'm going to hold both keys in my back pocket. I'm going to be able to say, I told you so. And I'm also going to say, well, I didn't vote no.
Well, again, I can't speak for
someone
else.
I'm not asking you to. That's disappointing. What's been the general reaction and any negative reaction?
The only negative I've really seen has been on Facebook. And so I take that with a grain of salt, with a bucket of salt. But I mean, I've had such great reaction. Gary Birschbach sent me a message from Kenya. the other day saying, I just heard, this is great. And I'm like, okay. But so for the most part, people are really enthusiastic about having Tim come back. They know him. And, you know, it's, he's walking into a much better situation than he walked into when he came here the first time, because we were out of money. We, you know, we had a lot of challenges. Right now, things are going great. So it will be so exciting not to have fires to constantly put out, which is what Tim and I were doing.
Okay, so he walks in. There's like literally in the rainy day fund about 5 days of funding.
This is the first time. And it was like it was a got that to where we really understood, because the council was under the impression we were in good shape. We had changed the budget year, so we had a stub year budget. It wasn't apples to apples. So we had some really great financial people on the council. We had Pat Legler and Larry Foster, and, you know, and I just remember I was a pretty new mayor. Tuna had, you know, died a couple of months earlier, and Tim said, we are down to 5 working days of cash. It was like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And so we had to make some tough decisions. We had to do a lot of heavy lifting.
But I mean, people forget that. And they also forget progress.
Yes.
You know, and I think this is a unique story with Tim. You can take a snapshot in time of where we were and where we are today. And it doesn't mean everything's solved or perfect, but there has been so much movement. I mean, it's almost impossible to believe it was that bad.
Exactly. I mean, now we have a policy to have 90 days of cash in the bank, no matter what. We should have had that a long time ago. We've got more than that at this time. I think 102 days, maybe. But plus, things are different right now. I mean, you know, when your problems are about how to find enough people to go to work and how to find enough housing for people to move here and live here, you know, those are different problems than Decatur has had in recent decades.
All right. So he starts when?
May 6th. It's a Monday. He will come in for our first council meeting with him. So yeah, welcome to work.
People talk about the salary a lot. I don't know why. You know, if you look at the overall budget, you know, if you compare it to a company or a business or a CEO or whatever, I've never understood this.
But people do that. And when it's paid for by taxpayers, they tend to look at it differently.
I get that. But if do you want someone for cheap? Or do you want someone who knows how to do the job and will end up saving you that salary amount in smart decisions, you know, over the years?
Well, not just saving you that amount and doing the job, but having the vision to take Decatur to the next level. You can get somebody in here who signs the checks and does everything by the books and just keeps, you know, government running. But I don't think that's what we want. We deserve better. We deserve to be moving to, you know, as great a potential as we can have.
But it's also, you know, what's competitive out there as far as other communities. This is a guy who had two other job offers, right, on the table. Could go to Arizona to be closer to his family, stay in Bloomington, or come here.
Right. And, you know, the easiest road to me would have been to stay in Bloomington where, you know, it's just, you know, I think we tend to look at Bloomington like, oh, they've got everything. Well, they don't. They've got problems, too. But, you know, he has always liked Decatur. Actually, he loves Decatur. And I think he was here for 3.5 years. I think in his mind, he would have been happier if he would have stayed 5 or 6, you know, because when you leave for reasons that, I mean, he had some family issues going on, left, and I think he felt like he left before he should have left.
All right. So the $230,000 a year annually, I also like, if you listen to social media, that would pay for every road indicator. Oh, it would pay for, you know, $230,000, you know, in the overall scheme of the city budget.
Yeah.
Is not going to pave roads.
No, it is not. That's not going to get you very far down the road. That's, right. You know, a sidewalk.
What about existing staff? You know, sometimes leadership wants their own people.
Sure.
We've got, I like John a lot. You know, I think you got some smart people there. Are there any?
Well, the number one question we've gotten and Tim has gotten is Billy Tyus coming back with you. Billy, you know, grew up here. He was deputy city manager under Tim the first time, followed Tim to Bloomington. Billy, from everything I understand, is really, really happy in Bloomington. His kids are either freshmen or starting high school, and they're pretty established there. So Tim does not expect Billy to even, you know, want to come back here. But most of the senior staff it's the same staff Tim left, you know, Wendy Morthland and Matt Newell, who runs Public Works. Wendy's our attorney. You know, you start looking around. There are some newer faces. And, you know, but again, anybody he chooses to be in those leadership roles, those are his choices. Those are not the city council's choice. The city council hires one person. We hire the city manager, and he's supposed to do his job.
All right. Yard waste, is this thing now put to bed?
Boy, I've actually had some good emails from people saying we're happy with what you did, and I don't get those very
hardly
often.
Ever
so I'm like,
happens.
Thank you. It's so nice to hear from someone who's happy.
So you listen to everyone, and you feel like you've come up with a compromise that may not make everybody happy.
Everybody's not going to be happy. Everybody's never going to be happy, but we did the best we could, and this seems to be the least amount of pain and the most amount
of happy.
And
so what does that look like?
It looks like everybody who has garbage collection is going to have unlimited yard waste collection, with the exception of that stops December 15th until I think March 1st, something like that. And in those off months where we don't have a lot of, you know, leaves and tree branches, et cetera, there will be like once a month pickup that will change depending on where you are.
Okay. So then that is $3.25 per month?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that brings you up to like $26.50, $29. I don't know.
$26.75.
Okay.
All right. What's going on starting tomorrow with El Dorado?
Well, it's going to be a mess.
Okay. But, I just want to make sure everyone knows this.
It's going to be a big mess. And so find another route. But we are, the state is going to pave El Dorado. And so it'll be lovely when it's done. Because remember, folks, you're the ones who complain when the roads are crummy. You can't complain about there being construction.
Sure,
we
can.
Because that's how we fix them.
What we do.
I know.
This is like from where? Fairview to church?
It's like, yes, to church, which church is like maybe two blocks off of 51.
Yeah.
Or Edward. Yeah, it's church. It's just the other side of 51 South.
This is part of the Rebuild Illinois Capital program. So this is being paid for by the state.
State of Illinois, yes.
All right. And do you have any idea how long this will be?
I did. I want to say it's at least a year.
Early summer of 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got little over a year.
So go around if you can. Find another route. It'll be fine. It's not that long of a stretch. We're not talking 15 miles.
I know. But every time we have, you're absolutely right. We complain about the roads, and we rightfully should. They're in terrible shape.
But this is how we get
but
them in
But then every
nice
project
shape.
We get, we think it's like the Big Dig in Boston, you know, or something. Yeah, it's like, come on, you can't have both.
It's like the Brush College project. That's going to take, you know, two years, and it's going to be bad.
The east side town and the west side town are going to be jammed.
But let's be happy about it.
I am.
I am,
and
too.
It's also bringing the state dollars back to here instead of somewhere else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, will this be the entirety of El Dorado eventually?
I think part of it was already done.
Okay.
Like, but I don't know how far.
I'm one of the few people that rarely travel El Dorado.
Well, I have weird ways. I never go the same. I go to a destination one direction, and then I take a different road back. I don't know why.
Well, you're going to have one lane of traffic maintained in each direction with traffic control signs. So just so you know, starting
slowly,
tomorrow.
Watch for workers.
Yes.
Be nice.
All of that.
Be nice. Hold your temper.
All of that. All right. So what's next? You know, with the new city manager coming in, the present city manager going out, when's his last day?
I believe it's either the Thursday or Friday before Tim starts. So we'll have some sort of reception at the Civic Center, you know, cake and punch type thing. So that I'm sure will be open to the public and, you know, come by and thank him for all of his, because he's been here 5 years. And I mean, he helped us weather COVID, and, you know, it was a challenging time.
All right. Well, obviously that will happen, and you let us know, and we'll let people know when they can attend that. Are you optimistic on a level like 1 to 10, you know, about the next couple of years in Decatur? I mean, on the 18th, InnovaFeed's going to be here. I mean, there's a lot of really exciting
great stuff going on. And it's one of those things, Brian, where, you know, you hate to be pessimistic at all. It's like, I'd put us at like a 9.8, but then I want to pinch myself and hold myself back because, you know, what if? And after coming through the pandemic that nobody ever expected, what could fall out of the sky? But we've got so many people working really well together to try and move our city forward. We've got great jobs coming to town. We've got lots of programs to help people elevate themselves to the next level. I mean, the stuff that's going on at Richland and like TCCI's programs to try and help train workers for the future for the for their own company. You know, the work that ADM is doing for just so many different things. And some of them, it's like one of the things like, all right, which project is that? And can we talk about that one? Because we've got, there's just, it's, there's so much going on. It's like, I really kind of need a good chart on a wall, except some of it's secret, so I can't.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But there's a lot happening, and I think that the unique thing about Tim Gleason coming back is to be able to draw the distinction of where we were just not that many years ago versus where we are now. And it almost takes a perspective of going away for 5 years and coming back to see it, because it happens, you know, slowly over time. And I don't think
it takes government forever to get someplace.
Right. But I then when you get there, I think people have a hard time seeing it.
Well, and Brian, we've talked about this a lot. We have a hard time celebrating our wins. We're so busy getting on to the next thing we've got to do that we don't take a minute to go, look at this. This is it.
Well, I'm excited.
I am too.
And I can't wait to see Tim. I haven't talked to him for a while. We've kept in touch occasionally with text or you know, LinkedIn or whatever. And
funny story. So he sent me a text last night. He sent it to the wrong mayor because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm like, because it was about tomorrow night's meeting. I'm like, we don't have a meeting tomorrow. And he's something about soccer. I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right. We've only got like 60 seconds here, literally. But we just had the chief of police and Tanya in talking about gun locks, and they've been giving these away at Crossing. And then literally 3-4 days later, we get the news of the 16-year-old who is now gone. 17-year-old being charged with involuntary manslaughter because someone was, you know, messing with a gun. And
kids are stupid.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, people are stupid.
And guns should be secured.
But they're giving away free gun locks, no questions asked,
just
at Crossing.
One.
And I can't believe the irony of literally just a few days after those folks coming into our studio to talk about why this is important, we get this press release this weekend.
It's just tragic.
Yeah.
All the way around.
No words. We appreciate it, Mayor. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.